The Chicago Cubs postgame show on the station that knows the Cubs the best.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to True Blue Playoff Plus from Wintrust, home of Cubs checking on 720 WGN.
It's not a dream, Cubs fans.
You're sure, right?
It may feel like it, but the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. It happened.
And I saw it, and they can't take that away. You know?
Unbelievable. And really, for this team, I think it's accurate to say that word. Because it's been that long. Andy Mazur's here. My name's Adam Hoag. We'll have Mark Carman, Kevin Powell in Cleveland, all the reaction live from Progressive Field. As soon as we're allowed to go out there and get those interviews for you, we'll have the live coverage from the field as the Cubs celebrate. We'll have coverage at Wrigley Field in Wrigleyville. We have reporters there. It's already a party. There's W flags everywhere, flying proudly. And we know one of those guys who will be doing that. Who we talked to after the NLCS. We get to talk to him again right now after the Cubs win the World Series.
We go out to the phones and we welcome in Jeff Santo. Jeff, how fitting is it that these guys wanted in 10 innings the uniform number of your dad?
Oh, I know, man, huh? Come on. My wife said it to me. We're just beside ourselves, man. It is fitting, huh, Andy? I mean,
it's amazing.
It is amazing. I don't know what to say, man, you know. So many emotions. I'm exhausted. I'm just exhausted. I couldn't imagine what my dad would be doing, you know.
I can imagine. I think we'd be picking him up off the floor because he would be pretty much doing what I did tonight. I had to ask Adam again what I did because I don't even remember. It was only 20 minutes ago. I just fell to my knees. I'm telling you, it's just the first reaction, and I can almost guarantee it. Before we'd have to peel them off the floor and the ceiling.
Oh, we would. I just thinking about them a lot. You know.
I know, man. I know. I feel you.
These tears. These are you're just happy. You know, it's just so happy. It's just. For all the guys that, you know, in the past and the present, and, you know, everyone who's not here, that family members that you wish were here, you know, it's just that common bond, you know. And so to be part of it as a kid growing up, you know, and having a dad, you know, played and broadcast and the Cubs were his life, it's just, you know, it runs so deep, you know, that you don't know what to really say. You know, it's just a great feeling. You know, we don't have to hear that anymore. You know, we're World Series champs, man.
It's true. It's crazy to say, Jeff. And you know, it's great. I just think there's so many memories with Ronnie, and we all have them. You know, I was an intern here in 2008, and my first day out at Wrigley Field. Mark Carman, who will be with us from Cleveland a little bit later, introduced me to Ronnie, and he sat down with me, just an intern that he just met in the dugout. We talked baseball for at least 10, 15 minutes, and it was just a special moment for me that I'll never forget. And I know that, all of us here at WGN and everyone that met Ron have a story like that.
Yeah, he touched a lot of people, you know, and he loved the game, man. He loved the Cubs. He loved WGN. You know, it was his family. You know, baseball, you know, the first part, you know, as a player, you know, that was his life as a player, a tough, you know, he brought the game home. You know, he didn't leave anything really on the field. So if the Cubs, you know, if they won, we had a great time, you know, on the ride back. If they lost, you know, it was hell, you know, and that's how he was. You know, he was a passionate man, and he was that way in the broadcast booth as a fan. And, you know, Andy, you were there with him, you know, it was true. You know, he lived it, you know, it was his life. So, you know, and he knew all the people that loved him too, you know, and that's the great thing. Wish he was here, but we're all here for him and all the others that aren't, you know.
Absolutely. Jeff, have you had a chance to talk to your brother and your sister tonight?
I talked to my sister, you know, and see, you know, we had a great time in Chicago. We all went on a family trip this past weekend, you know, and just had a great time and celebrated our father. And it was the greatest trip I've ever been on, you know. And we got to see game five, you know, then win game five to get to the game six and seven. So, yeah, we've come off a high here, you know. And I'm actually moving to L.A. on Friday. Can you believe that? So now I got to move. But I'm moving there as a champ, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, you know, your dad laid the groundwork for all of this and the foundation, and it is certainly so much a part of our thoughts here at WGN. And, of course, one of the first people I think of whenever I think of Cubs baseball. I still hear his voice. I still see him. I still feel that that huge hand on my shoulder, and I know you guys, too, and I'm so happy for all of us.
I know you do, Andy, you know, and, you know, he loves you, man, and you guys were very close, and people don't know it about it that much, but you took good care of him on the road. And I was there, you know, when I did the documentary to help him out. But, you know, you were there, man, just like a son. So just want to let you know that. And we're grateful for that.
That means a lot. Jeff, you're a good man. And, again, congratulations to you. And we certainly wanted to reach out and get a hold of you again tonight after the Cubs win the World Series. I can't say that enough.
Thanks, guys.
You got it.
All right, good night.
All right.
Jeff, thanks, man.
That's Jeff Santo. Awesome to talk to him once again. A special moment here, I think, for all of us on 720 WGN. And, all right, we're allowed to go out to the ballpark now.
Let's
legally. And Mark Carmen's there. You alive? You good?
I died seven times, guys. I think everybody did. But it's unbelievable. I'm in the Cub dugout right now. They're in their clubhouse doing their thing. Bill Murray, John Cusack, the luminaries are out here. I just wanted to weigh in for one second before we go in and just tell you, if you didn't know, the Chicago Cubs won the World Series in the craziest game that I've ever seen. And we did it, man. It is it's over. And I think, at least for me, I would not trade any part of the journey from 84 to 03 and everything else in between. It was a really just a phenomenal, heartbreaking, tragic, uplifting, the whole thing run. And it's just, it's really amazing that they got it done, especially the way they did tonight. Oh my God. That was something and a half, but, those are my thoughts. I'm sure you guys have around the same thing. This is a babbling moment of ecstasy right now for the Chicago Cubs.
Carm, today's game and the game seven to me almost captured all of those moments you were just talking about, from 69 to 84 to 89 to 98 to 03 to 07 to 08 to right now. I mean, it was up and down and up and down, as you could tell by the text you and I were trading today. It was getting very emotional because it was right there for the taking.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Maddon, I think everybody would agree, had a rough night tonight, and no one's going to care about that anymore.
I don't care about it anymore.
Right, genius maneuvers the whole way. So, but it was rough, man. It was. I mean, I'm getting texts from everybody. I can't believe they did it. It's like, hey, easy. Do you know what this is? Do you know what's possible? And I just thought if Cleveland ever tied it up, that the Cubs were not going to win the game. And Cleveland tied it up, and somehow, some way, the Cubs came back and won it. I guess Jason Hayward had a meeting with the rain delay, which I think maybe would have helped him just kind of take a breath and say, okay, hey, listen, we're fine. We're tied. We got 2, 3, 4 coming up. And I thought Schwarber's leadoff single and yelling at the dugout and just pumping his fist, I just thought that was like, okay. You could see the energy had come back. And they needed to score that inning. I mean, at any, you know, you're sitting out there with Chapman the inning before. And any pitch, the whole thing can be over. I mean, my God, what an incredible roller coaster. And yeah, I need to answer that, right? It's the same roller coaster of all those years put together in one lunatic of a crazy game.
Ugh, thank God it's over.
I mean, that might be the best World Series ever.
It's got to go down in history
in
as
historical,
one of them,
just historical perspective, the way it went to Game 7, the Cubs coming back the way they did, and then the most ridiculous Game 7 that you could not have scripted.
Agreed. I can never remember a game like that, especially, I mean, normally when it goes bad for the Cubs, as we all well know, you don't stop the tidal wave. They didn't get completely run over. They never gave up the lead, but it certainly felt like it was going to be over at any split second. And it just, they were able to stem the tide, I guess, and come through. But yeah, I don't know, greatest World Series ever, Adam. Sure, I'll sign up for that. No argument for me.
All right, Carm. Well, we know you got a lot to cover there as the celebration goes on.
I'll talk to you guys in an hour.
All right, can't wait.
Sounds good, Carm.
Can't wait. Be safe out there.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Mark Carman, who's going to be going nuts in the clubhouse with everyone else.
I wish I was there.
Unbelievable. We will get you reaction from Progressive Field as soon as possible. We have our partners at WGN TV who are there. Mark Carman's there. You just heard Kevin Powell's there. Wrigleyville is already nuts. I've had people, be careful out there.
Yeah,
if you're
please.
Headed to Wrigley right now, because my wife just texted me a screenshot from WGN TV where people are already getting scrunched up against the barrier because there's already too many people down there. So just be smart tonight. Be careful, but go crazy at the same time because you deserve it. Just be safe.
Enjoy it, but don't go crazy and overboard with this whole thing because you want to be around when they win it next year.
Yeah, or even the next couple days. There's going to be a flight coming back.
Yeah.
There's going to be a party tomorrow. There's going to be a parade. It's going to be insane. Make sure you get to the parade, okay?
Yeah, be around for that, please.
All right, Adam Hogue, Andy Mazur here with you. We got tons of reaction coming up next. This is True Blue Playoff Plus on 720 WGN.
Back to True Blue Playoff Plus.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series. Bryant makes the play. It's over. And the Cubs have finally won it all. 8-7-10.
From Wintrust, home of Cubs checking on 720 WGN.
Just crazy to hear that still.
I'm even okay with Joe Buck on the final call there. How about that?
Yeah. he called one in 05 for one of our Chicago baseball teams. He does it tonight for the other. And I love all these fans with they find the numbers game. We got a texture. How about this? 10th inning and 8 runs for the combo of 108. People.
Well, you know, it's like when the Bears won the Super Bowl, 46-10. It was the 46 defense that won it all. So I guess it's fitting. And you look at those numbers, and you know, obviously for me, the number 10 stands out head and shoulders above everything else with our buddy Ronnie.
Yeah,
it's just weird that it's 10 innings.
Fitting, very, very fitting. All right, well, we're going to sprinkle in your phone calls too as we juggle what's going on in Cleveland with your reaction too, because this is all about you guys, the Cubs fans tonight. 312-981-7200. Let's start with Greg, who is on 720 WGN.
Hey.
Love
Holy
it.
Cow, let me hear you.
Greg, it's amazing. I mean, what was the first thing you did? Because I had to ask Adam again what the first thing I did was. I didn't remember. It was only a half an hour ago.
Right. Yeah, I was sitting in a little taqueria, a little Mexican restaurant. They had the music up louder than the game was, actually. And sitting there with a man I just met, and I just got off of work eating some tacos. And I stayed for the whole game, you know, and it was fantastic. And the reason I called, if I may, was everybody's talking about the rain delay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I think it was seeing how the Chicago Cubs are God's favorite team, you know, that he had to actually pause for a moment and sprinkle them, like, with a blessing, you know. And then they went forward and they won the whole thing.
Well, Greg, I'll tell you what. I thought for a while a higher power was trying to prevent either of these teams from ever winning a World Series because it was like
I think they were in
extra innings and then rain delay. Come on.
I think the higher powers were enjoying the game too much. They didn't want it to end.
Yeah. I think and that's the thing. Like, I think when we go back and really digest what happened tonight, that game was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it had everything. You had starting pitchers coming in. You as relievers, you had clutch hits. I mean, I can hardly even remember. Thank God I have a scorecard in front of me. Yeah, I don't even remember what happened in the first couple innings.
Yeah, I mean, and it looked good early. I mean, with the Fowler home run leading things off against Kluber, and they got to Andrew Miller again. But Rajai Davis, I mean, come on, really?
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy who hits the home run.
3 RBIs in the last 3 innings.
Unbelievable.
You know, it's just, it's mind-boggling. It's hard to comprehend, you know, but then again, there's a hero born every postseason. And, you know, you could look at so many of them for the Cubs, not just particularly in this series, but, you know, you go back to the first couple of series, you look at the impact Javi Baez had, kind of the coming out party, and then he kind of went back in here in the World Series, but had a big home run tonight, too. So, I mean, you know, to David Ross, the 39-year-old guy going out on top, winning a World Series for a franchise that hadn't won it in over a century. It's just amazing to think about the collection of guys in that clubhouse. And, you know, they talk about this, we never quit, we never quit. You got to believe them. You got to take them at their word. I mean, and as Carm pointed out, I think Joe Maddon is very, very fortunate that things worked out the way they did tonight. And even last night, I think there were a couple
his
of...
His team bailed him out. Otherwise, you're talking about this game
big time
forever.
And you know what? That's what it takes sometimes. Because you know what? The manager has to put his players in the position to succeed. And how many times over the course of 162 games did he do just that? And tonight they bailed him out.
Well, it always comes down to the players having to execute. You know, for me, the perfect example is you can criticize the decision in the ninth to have Javi Baez bunt.
Mm-hmm.
But that pitch was the easiest pitch you could have bunt. Get it down. Do your job.
He just didn't look ready to do it.
Do your job and get that bunt down. That's something you should be able to do. So, but still, I mean, I thought it was insane to take Hendricks out when Joe Maddon did tonight. The guy was dealing. To take a guy who's in the game that the other team's clearly not seeing well.
Yeah.
You take him out and you put a guy in. Yes, John Lester's proven. Yes, he's done this before in the World Series. But he's not as comfortable coming in a game in the middle of the game like that, especially with runners on base.
Yeah, he had a guy on first base, and that's the worst thing you could do with John Lester is have a man on base.
Yeah, it made no sense.
And you know, and we talked about it yesterday, and it was the text that we got last night that I misinterpreted, and I responded to it about, you know, with Ross coming in and Contreras coming out. I thought there was another way around that. They didn't do that. They stuck to their guns. And
again, though, at least a player bailed him out because Ross hits the home run,
and so did Contreras. So both catchers hit, and then Miguel Montero came through.
All three catchers came up
with the game-winning run.
That's true. That's true. Well, and here's the good thing: they won the game.
Here's the better thing: I don't have to worry about this tomorrow.
Yes,
I don't have to stress tomorrow.
Right, because like I said, we're talking about this forever, and the 815 brings up a point I brought up right away.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, real quick on the field at Progressive Field in Cleveland, Mayor Emanuel is speaking to WGN.
It's going to go down as one of the great sporting events. You have a team down 3-1, hasn't won in 108 years, the World Series. They win three straight. They go an extra inning in this. And it's an incredible story. It's a fairy tale.
Did you think it would be done any differently than it was?
No, because it's done exactly how the Cubs did every time. Every time somebody wanted to count them out, they came back. That's what happened tonight. Right when the momentum shifted against them, they reached back inside themselves, and they scored two more runs. That is the story of this team. Every time somebody says it can't be done, boom.
You know, we've been watching some of the video from back in the city, and everything's going very well, it looks like.
Look, the whole series, let me say this. Our police officers, our firefighters have done their job, and our fans have done their job. Everybody said, oh, we're going to have a respectful parade, and they're going to celebrate a joyous way, a respectful way, and have a great time.
When is it going to hit you?
Well, I think I'm going to Disneyland or Disney World, whatever you want me to do.
This is now Joe Maddon.
Indescribable. This is something that you have to like, it's almost like a good wine. You got to swish it around a little bit in your mouth and get every kind of tone or taste that's going to be forthcoming, because you can't process it all right now. I can't. So
most people can't.
me and Jay are going to be in the RV pretty soon, and we are. We'll take off down south. We'll chill out a little bit. There's a lot of stuff to do in November and December. I have a big party at Lafayette College before the Lehigh football game. That's going to be a blast. And all the...
What do you say to all the fans back in Chicago? You're partying here, but it's going crazy.
I'm talking to somebody, another station. I just said, listen, congratulations to everybody back home. You deserve it. Your patience has been rewarded. And your loyalty, the tradition that you built, I feel honored. I mean that with all sincerity. I feel honored to be part of it. I do.
Okay, you know, there's some criticism tonight about some moves you made. What do you say? It doesn't matter. You did it 108 years, right?
What I did tonight, it was all planned out before the game. Gotcha. Sometimes a move doesn't work out. That doesn't mean it was wrong. That's what we're trying to educate the masses with. You have to stop, understand what's going on. The other side has professional players, too. So I liked everything. I thought it was really choreographed perfectly up until Davis hit his home run.
You know, you're never buying a meal again in the city of Chicago, ever.
And there's a lot of good meals to be had, I'll tell you that.
There you go, guys. Manager Joe Maddon, before that, Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And it's really cool to see Joe Maddon. His hat is flipped backwards. He's got the ski goggles on. He's loving life, guys.
I love how they have the goggles sponsored now.
I know.
They got New Era goggles for the celebration.
I got to tell you, having been a part of one of those, the goggles are a necessary evil.
Yes.
Champagne in your eyes, not good.
That's
not good at all.
That reminds me. I brought some champagne in here into the studio tonight.
Well, what are you waiting for?
It is cold. It is ready.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
Might have to take it out on the plaza here outside and get some. By the way, to set the scene here on Michigan Avenue, we've had a ton of fans out here. We've had cars going by, flying the W.
Out the sunroofs.
I've already heard reports of, there's another one right there. Yep. There's a W flag flying out of a car. That's a popular celebration right now, and I understand it. Fireworks going off all over the city. My dad texted me from the west side saying fireworks were going off there. My wife texted me from Vernon Hills saying there's fireworks going off there. So I imagine they're basically going off everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
And It's great.
Yeah. North side's up for grabs. Downtown, a little more quiet. I think everybody's heading there. But if you're smart, you're not going to head that way because police pretty much have it all contained.
Yeah. And again, just be safe. Enjoy yourself.
Be smart.
Have fun.
Please be smart.
Craig, do we need to take a break here? All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue to get you the actually, can we go to Tom Ricketts right now? Tom Ricketts, the owner of the Cubs, talking right now.
Incredible series. 107 years. I don't know what to say.
These two teams, that history, it couldn't have ended any other way.
Incredible series. And you know, 107 years. Nothing's been easy all these years. We've had to grind. We've had to work.
That history, it couldn't have ended any other way.
The little things that build up to wins. And tonight, the guys held together.
Nothing's been easy.
Tough circumstances. We've had to grind. We've had to work. We've had to turn an organization around. We've had to do all the little things that build up to wins. And tonight, the guys held together. There's some pretty tough circumstances and pulled through. And all I can say is, for me, it's all about the fans. God bless all the fans for hanging with us through some tough years. We did some things that we really had to do to get the team where it had to be to win.
That final out happens. What are you feeling? I mean, obviously joy. I mean, are you excited? Are you relieved? Are you emotional? What does it feel like at that moment?
A lot of it's relief, particularly when you're playing a game like this, right? As we look back, I'm sure I'll feel a lot of other emotions. You know, like, for example, cold and wet would be an emotion, I guess. But like, I bet. Cheers.
That's
it.
Yeah, it does.
All right, that was Tom Ricketts in stereo.
Yes, he was.
In Cleveland. We'll take a timeout. Continue to get the reaction from Progressive Field. Mark Carman, Kevin Powell out there as well. Andy Mazur, Adam Hogue here in studio. Patty Vasquez is here as well. She was out celebrating already. We'll keep the party going all night long here on 720 WGM.
Guys, let's get you back out to Progressive Field. Here's Cubs president Theo Epstein.
Oh, man. During those pensive moments. Yeah, to be able to share it with my family and my oldest son is a huge fan. It was amazing.
Thank you. Thank
you. You were already reached a level in Chicago with feelings from the fans that has just gone up another level. I know you talk about you don't recognize the individual stuff, but in Chicago,
the whole team.
You're on the Mount Rushmore now.
No. The whole team is going to have a special place in Chicago's hearts forever, and they deserve it. Man, I look around this room and see all the players and all the scouts and player development guys, everyone who contributed, and just to know that they're going to have the connection with the city and with each other forever, that means the world to me.
How different does this feel than when you broke the streak with Boston? How different is it?
It's just as great. It's just different. It's like trying to differentiate between your kids, you know? You love them all, but they're a little bit different, and it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah, depending on the day, just differentiate between your kids. That was Cubs president Theo Epstein.
No doubt about it.
Six in the 10th.
Cubs postgame show. Back to True Blue Playoff Plus. Brought to you by Wintrust, the home of Cubs checking on 720 WGN.
Cubs, here come the Cubs. Cubs, 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 here come
the Cubs. All right, I'm officially sticky and smell like champagne.
I was going to say, explain yourself.
That was not a very good champagne.
It's all right.
Bottle well, popping.
It's the okay. four of us on Michigan Avenue. It's you know what? How are we supposed to frame that?
I was really afraid of hitting someone. I'm not going to lie.
Like me.
You were tenuous.
And then the cork just fell. To the ground. It didn't even fly anywhere, which was disappointing. Well,
no, but you didn't want to hurt anyone, so mission accomplished.
Yeah, I got it all over me, though, which is fine. That's fine. And not Andy, because Andy was very adamant I couldn't.
Yeah, you can't, because I have to wear these clothes tomorrow.
You're traveling tomorrow.
I'm traveling
tomorrow. Yeah, no. I allowed you to spray me with champagne.
Good. Because I don't think I asked for permission, but it happened.
I walked right into it. Yeah, no, you turned toward me, and I was like, yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I want champagne.
Patty Vasquez, Adam Hoge, Andy Mazur here with you. The Cubs won the World Series.
How fun is that?
Can you say that one more time just to get the sink in for me?
The Chicago Cubs won the World Series. We were all alive to see it happen. It happened like an hour or so ago.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome. Where were you, Patty?
I was at Marie's Pizza and Liquors, where I've been watching games since Sunday. We were not going to watch on Sunday because we were worried about the Cubs losing in Wrigley. Letting the So that's where we started on Sunday. They won, and we came back, and it was a great crowd. More and more people every game, and so much fun to watch with the folks in my neighborhood in Jefferson Park.
Do we want to hear from Bill Murray, or are we over Bill Murray? Because that thing's happening right now. I'll take a vote. I'm for Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's hear Bill. Let's hear Bill.
Blackhawk down this afternoon. It kind of reminds me of that in some sense that I can't see, but I'm not going to quit.
Yeah. Bill, I'm going to grab this one from you.
It's the best blind you could have ever imagined.
And, he gave one of his tickets to a...
All right, there's Bill Murray, everybody. Hey,
Bill. Hey.
Live television on the radio.
Did he say it reminded him of Black Hawk Down? Is that what I heard?
I don't have any. I couldn't really hear that.
Okay. I was just confused. But, I think Bill Murray.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe he's talking about the Blackhawks.
But the rest of that was that he had given a fan an extra ticket to come sit with him. Was that today as well?
That was pretty cool. Yesterday, I know that he did that, but I'm not sure about tonight. But.
Yay!
Dan Rohn has like a curtain.
He's got like a shower curtain attached to his head. It's a good look for him.
Oh, I guess it's raining now outside again. The second round of rain came in, so they got to deal with that now on the field.
So dramatic when they also, I think you guys are right. It reset the energy, because the Indians had the momentum going in after catching up, and we needed that. We needed that to stop the tide. I like that sentiment. Oh my God,
it's pretty good.
When was the last time the Chicago Cubs won the World Series?
It was only 1908.
No. Today.
I know, before that.
Right now.
Right? It was today.
The last time was... Yeah. You can't say that anymore.
It was November 2nd, 2016.
It was an hour ago.
It's amazing to think that
That happened.
Happened. And, it started to come back to me a little bit more about how I reacted to it. I was a grumpy Gus for the better part of the last three innings.
Sure. Well, and I...
You were.
And then I thought Twitter was going to break because of all the... things that were going
yelling
on.
At Joe Madden mostly about.
I was yelling
on
at Joe Madden, and I'm still going to yell at Joe Madden.
Sure.
It makes it a lot easier to yell at him now that they won the World Series.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now you don't have to fire him.
I don't have to fire him now. Yeah.
No, that's a good thing, and also good that you don't have that responsibility. Neither do any of us.
By the way, if you want to get a kind of an idea of the scene out on Michigan Avenue, inside the studio we couldn't really hear all that noise. Once we went out there to pop the champagne,
I got some video I might put up.
It's crazy out there. So the WGN, go to the WGN Radio Facebook page. You could see me failing
dynamic video of popping the cork on the champagne.
I was as deliberate popping that cork as Kyle Schwarber was rounding first base early on in this game, which I almost forgot about when he got thrown out at second. That feels like 3 days ago.
It does feel like 3 days
ago. But earlier in the game he did run out a throw to first base and got a single.
He did.
Yes.
And he stole second.
He did steal second.
That's right. After that. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
So
I'm catching up. I'm with Andy. It's all coming back to me now.
Well, I just said in the last segment, I'm like, I don't even remember the first three innings of this game. It feels like so long.
Hold on.
Ago.
I took notes.
I got my score sheet here. Yeah.
If you recall, Fowler hit a home run to start off the game after getting
My wife was like, why are you keeping score? I'm like, trust me.
You need to.
I'm going to need to tonight because I'm not going to remember any of this. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's keep your phone calls coming in as well. Zach, you're on 720 WGN.
Hey, how's it going? Go Cubbies!
Go Cubs!
Go Cubbies!
How you celebrating, Zach?
I'm celebrating. I'm on my way home, so then I can celebrate and not drive anywhere.
There you go. There you go.
Where'd you watch the game tonight?
My grandfather was a Cubs fan his entire life. He was born in the 30s. He actually just passed away this January, unfortunately.
Oh.
All I have left in there, actually, is a program from his funeral. And I brought that into the bar with me tonight. And so he was in the outfield helping us win one, and he got to watch it with me as well. And that was just the greatest. So far in my 23 years, that's the greatest Cubs game I've ever seen in my whole life.
That's great.
That's great,
that is
Zach.
Really sweet.
That's awesome,
Zach. This one's for Grandpa.
Amen.
Right.
Well, congratulations to you and your family, and that's we love hearing stuff like that on a night like this. It's great. Zach on 720 WGN. Can we go back out to Cleveland? We have Chris Bryant right now.
But we didn't, and that says a lot about this team.
Have you been able to digest all of this? Do you have a favorite moment, a stretch of moments?
Just the last out. I mean, for me to make a good throw over there and just end this whole thing, I mean, it feels good. I'm very relieved and very happy.
Did you feel the pressure at all?
No, when you're playing, it's a little easier, but when you're watching, it definitely, you see that. But no, I mean, we were out there playing hard. I mean, every game was an elimination game from 3-1 on out, so we just went out there and played.
So what comes next?
Celebrate.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Are you feeding off of the fans tonight? Did you feel that?
All right, Chris Bryant out at Wrigley. And by the way, we haven't mentioned this yet.
We haven't.
The World Series MVP.
And deservedly so.
Ben Zobrist, who I mentioned last night, but I think last night it was still kind of off for grabs. It was
I thought so.
It was still a debate. But he, after he delivers the game-winning hit tonight, no doubt about it, right? He's got to be the MVP. And yeah. He was the most consistent player throughout
so
the series.
He was so steady. And he was steady even in the earlier series as well. You talk about the moves that were made in the offseason, and you know the one that got the biggest headlines, of course, was Hayward. And I give Jason Hayward a lot of credit tonight for striking out, not grounding into a double play to keep that inning at least alive. But you know, Jason did some decent things. He tried to help as best he could, I think, without any offense, a lot of defense. But Zobrist, that signing cannot go unnoticed, and it was one of those I think that a lot of scouts were thinking. It's good for Zobrist to be in the National League because he can play all over the diamond.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned this, I think, probably going back all the way to the San Francisco series. Ben Zobrist has been one of my favorite players in all of baseball since he was a utility guy coming up for the Rays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could do everything, and I loved all the little things. That was me, man, when I played baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't a guy who was going to, you know, hit a bunch of home runs always, but I was going to bunt. I was going to run the bases well. I was going to play defense. So guys like that, and for him to be in this situation, wow. Just a great series for him, and to come up big with that double in the 10th inning to win the World Series. There's no doubt in my mind that he's a deserving MVP.
Oh, absolutely. It was so great. And it was great. I mean, there was so much tension. I actually crawled under a table at one point. I did. I crawled under. I couldn't watch for a few minutes because it was too much when they.
Well, Andy threatened to leave six times.
Six times. I said, if this happens, I'm leaving. I'm going to roll. I even threatened to walk into traffic on Michigan Avenue.
That happened too.
How crazy it got.
I had
there.
Plenty of room under the table.
Yeah.
It was a good place to just, you know, quiet time, get away from everyone yelling at the television. It was wow. Just an amazing game. It seemed like every single possible thing happened. You know, balls getting away from catchers,
mm-hmm.
The rain delay. As soon as they started rolling out the tarp, because we couldn't hear any of the commentators, and we were like, well, what's happening? And then they show the map of the storm coming through. Just unbelievable.
Let's go back out to Cleveland. Kyle Hendricks is talking right now.
Quickly, it starts with the veteran guys in there and obviously our young players, the maturity level they have. Can't say enough about guys from top to bottom, but watching David Ross out here and watch him get to go out that way is awesome.
That was spectacular. It really was. And I got to ask you, did you try and talk Joe off the ledge there when he came out to get you?
I would have if he gave me the chance, you know, but it's all right. In those kind of games, you know, you go into it, you know what you got behind you. You got everybody's up. So I'm just going out there trying to go pitch to pitch till it's over.
Uh-oh. Somebody's listening to this.
Listen to that. Best bullpen catcher in the league.
Chad Noble, best bullpen catcher in the league. So tell me, Kyle, what happened during the rain delay? You guys had coughed up the lead. Things weren't looking all that good. When you came out, it seemed like a totally different baseball team.
Yeah, we met as a team, you know, just the guys. We knew, yeah, we coughed up the lead, but we still, nobody had been crowned champion. You know, it was a tie ball game. We were still in it. we were in that room. We just said, hey, we got to forget what's happened. We're the best team. We know it's been this group of guys all year. Just go out there and get it done. Luckily, we're able to do that. Easier said than
all right, that's Kyle Hendricks out in Cleveland with Dan Rome wearing a shower curtain, which is still, I think, my favorite part of the night. So far, Joe Maddon now at the podium after the Cubs win the World Series.
Everybody I just mentioned, plus the ballpark itself, Wrigley Field, is without question the best venue in all of sports. So that's it. And, of course, my beautiful wife, Jay, sitting right here, who I cannot talk into coming on the stage, and you guys are missing out.
All right, and we have a question right here along the center aisle.
Joe, why was Ben the right choice for MVP?
Who sets a better example of how to work in at bat, and who sets a better example of just being a professional than he does? I mean, I've been around him for a long period of time, with the Rays, Devil Rays, the Rays, and then eventually here. Here's a guy that he's in his mid-30s, and his work ethic is incredible to watch. What he does after games, not before games, after games, to be ready for the next day, and his dedication. He's a different cat. I mean, everybody would like to have one of those on their team. We're just very fortunate to have him. But he just probably exemplifies exactly how we want to play the game.
And in the back, center left.
Joe, I got a feeling, in fact, I know, that people tried to make this season about the 107 previous teams
right.
that came along. I got a sense over the last few weeks that this was about this team, these 25. I wonder if you could sort of explain to me how you sort of narrow that focus to you 25 guys, not 107 years worth of teams.
Well, I think a lot of the burden over the, I mean, I haven't been here. Again, I've been an American leaguer. I never was in Chicago, Wrigley, until a couple years ago. But there's been a lot of burden placed. And I think, quite frankly, it's misplaced. The fact that it's today. It's now. It's present tense. And I totally respect what's happened in the past, and I totally respect our fan base. But if you just want to carry the burden with you all the time, tonight would never happen. So for me, it was about, in spring training, trying to define this whole thing. And that's where the really running towards expectations and running towards pressure was really important, I thought, as opposed to running away from it. I think my perception, and again, I might be wrong, that's what I think I've seen or heard about in the past, that everybody's waiting for the other shoe to drop, and you got to expect something good to happen as opposed to that. And I know, you know, even tonight, I'm certain, you know, people would be doubtful the way it all played out, but that's the game of baseball. There's professionals on both sides. Both teams are good, and there's going to be an ebb and flow to the game. There's nothing to do with curses, superstition. It has nothing to do with what's happening today, nothing. And if you want to believe in that kind of stuff, it's going to hold you back for a long time. I love tradition. I think tradition is worth time mentally, and tradition is worth being upheld. But curses and superstitions are not. So it's really great for our entire Cubdom to get beyond that moment and continue to move forward, because now, based on the young players we have in this organization, we have an opportunity to be good for a long time and without any constraints, without any of the negative dialogue. And you know me. I mean, we've known each other for a while. So that's the best way. The burden's been lifted. It should have never been there in the first place, I don't think. But now we can move forward.
And in the back right?
Yes, Joe, I wonder, obviously by the seventh game, everybody's pitchers are kind of running on fumes.
Yeah.
I wonder if you had any, you know, as you watched, obviously, the problems that Chapman had, if you had any, you know, occasions to sort of second guess yourself, you know, as to game six and.
Well, here's how it goes. I mean, Chappie, he's our guy in that moment. We've narrowed it down to four outs. I mean, if you want to really complete the thought process, their guys were really rested and we hit them. You know, whereas Chappie had just pitched yesterday, and I felt really confident because he felt great going into tonight. So the Cubs beat up on Miller tonight and got to their other guys because the Cubs are good. The Indians beat up on Chapman tonight because the Indians are good. So that's the part of this game, and I love it. I mean, I love it. I think barroom conversations are great. I used to hang out at Bellhop's back in Hazleton, and we used to talk about stuff all night long. I think it's wonderful. But sometimes people forget that both sides are good. And we demonstrated that tonight versus them. They demonstrated that versus us. We ended up with an 8-7 win. But quite frankly, everything was going according to plan. the way it all worked out. I mean, they scored runs on a dribbler in front of the plate, and a wild pitch scored two runs, which is like really unlikely. And I thought Johnny Lester was fantastic. And then Chappie, he felt really good about that. He felt good about going in. He was very distraught after we took him out, but I give him credit for hanging that next inning and doing what he did, and that permitted us to win. Don't overlook that.
And again, over in the right, the back.
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts on another good offensive performance? Big hits all over the lineup, and all three catchers, I think, drove in a run tonight.
Yeah, our catchers were fantastic. The three-headed monster was the talking about the trilogy in their bullpen. We have the trilogy behind the plate. They all contributed wonderfully, and they're all ready to play. Miggy, give Miggy a ton of credit, though. Miggy plays so infrequently, and he's had so many. He had the big hit against Blanton, against the Dodgers. He came up big again tonight. Always ready to perform. This he deserves so much credit for what he did and how he handled the pitching staff through that final moment. So we're very fortunate to be able to choose among the three. They all have their strong points. They all have done really well with different pitchers, but you got to give Miggy a ton of credit tonight.
And we'll take one last one in the back, Tim.
Joe Brownie. Two subjects here. One, there's a bit of a buzz about Jason Hayward speech in a weight room during the rain delay. What you know about that, what you heard, what it was all about. Two, you're at the end of this crazy game.
Right.
And by then, your closers are going to be a guy with two career saves and zero career saves. How you felt standing on the top step watching 10th inning play out?
Well, I felt confident because they've both done a really good job. My only concern is that they're – well, you saw CJ get the two quick outs, and then all of a sudden it got away a little bit. So you have to have somebody prepared in that moment. But I do know one thing. CJ is going to be better for that next year. I do know that. And I love Montgomery's curveball in that moment against a good right-handed hitter. So I loved all that. I felt good, but we had other alternative plans working through that. We had Stropey ready. Eventually it was going to be Woody, then Stropey. Stropey after that, and then we're going to get back to the top of the order. It was going to be Grimm. So they're all laid out. We had everything laid out going into that last inning. The meeting, I walked off the field, the rain delay. It's crazy how, I don't know, things happen for a reason. I don't know. But I walk off, and I see them all gathering in that little room down below there, and they had a meeting. And I'm upstairs just checking out the weather map, and the boys, like I've told you, I hate meetings. I'm not a meetings guy. I love when players have meetings. I hate when I do. So they had their meeting, and a big part of it was we don't quit. We don't quit. But it also, and I want to bring this up because you might have seen me after the game. He gave me time to grab my dad's hat. My dad's been there for the 2002 win in Anaheim, and he was here tonight. He was in my. I had him stuffed down the back of my pants and underneath my hoodie, the hat. Yeah, after the rain delay. I didn't want to put too much pressure on him. So it's incredible how this all plays out sometimes. You have to believe in order to see things, and I do believe. But it was great to have my dad there for two World Series victories.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Thank you for everything.
Joe Maddon, after the Cubs won the World Series. We got to take a timeout. We'll continue to get your reaction. 312-981-7200. If you're on hold, we will get to you. It's also...
It's going crazy outside.
That's Michigan Avenue.
That's where we're here.
Right now. Right outside the Allstate Showcase Studio.
Live downtown. Yep. Everyone's excited. And being safe, I hope.
It looks like it's 5 p.m. on Michigan Avenue right now traffic. It's crazy out there, so we'll try to give you. We also have reporters in Wrigleyville that we got to get to, and Mark Carm and Kevin Powell in Cleveland. This is True Blue Playoff Plus 720 WGN.
Back to True Blue Playoff Plus from Wintrust, home of Cubs checking.
That's a base hit. Rizzo scores. Zobrist is held. 8-6 Chicago.
On 720 WGN.
This is True Blue Playoff Plus on 720 WGN. During the break, I went back outside on Michigan Avenue and took it in. I mean, it's
amazing.
It's
out
now
there.
109. There's still horns and people going crazy, as I think they're going to be doing all night long.
It's okay. There's a good reason for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think Thursday is called an account of World Series. Is tomorrow Thursday? I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Yeah, tomorrow. It's now Thursday.
It's now Thursday.
So Thursday's been called an account of World Series champions.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
It's only fair.
I think so. Everyone. I will issue a letter to everyone's employer, mm-hmm. to your teachers. Yes.
The Cubs released one on Twitter today.
Oh, they did?
Like a form letter. You could fill out your name and submit it. Yeah.
So-and-so.
Yeah.
Please excuse so-and-so. He was watching. He or she was watching.
Okay.
Cubs win the World Series.
You know what? The White Sox won the World Series on a Wednesday.
Hey, and some symmetry.
And Thursday was the celebration at Midway Airport. I remember going to with my dad. And then Friday was, of course, the big parade downtown. So I assume we're going to be on a similar schedule. And no, I did not go to class that entire week.
It's okay. You're not supposed to. It's a holiday.
World Series.
Before we get too much further down the road here, I want to say that I'm extremely happy for my old colleague who's up the dial a little bit now, Pat Hughes, who called a ton of losing baseball while he and I and Ron Santo were together along with Matt Boltz. And boy, it's every play-by-play guy's dream to call that final play of a championship to send you to a place you have never been in your lifetime. And what a thrill that must have been for Pat. He's a class guy, a great broadcaster, a good friend. And just want to say I'm really happy for him.
And so many games that Pat and Ron got everybody through over the years. And there was a fan at the restaurant that I was at that had the headphones on while watching the game, which meant what?
He was listening to something other than...
No, he was ahead of us, though.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. That's
so
right.
So when
we had that problem upstairs, too.
We did. Well, first of all, Twitter was
20 seconds ahead of everything.
And then one of the small monitors in the upstairs studio we had to keep on for our purposes of recording everything.
That was in standard definition, and the TV we were watching in HD was way behind. Yeah.
So it was like there was like a 5-6 second difference there. And it was like the small TV in the left corner of my eye the whole time. And it was like I needed horse blinders to just focus in on the one TV.
Well, and this guy, I mean, no one else in the restaurant knew what was happening, but he started screaming and cussing at the television. And that was when those runs came in.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know I had to go over and ask him politely to please not. And to his credit, he wanted to listen to Pat make the call.
Mm-hmm.
And we just asked him to not respond, though, to not get angry and not get excited so that we could at least not anticipate something happening.
Well, it's 1:12 in the morning. The Cubs have won the World Series, and our phone lines are completely jammed with Cubs fans.
Say it again.
The Cubs won the World Series. It happened.
Man.
Jose, you're on 720 WGM.
Jose?
Hey, this is Jose from the 815 in Rockford, Illinois.
Hey,
what's
Jose
up, man? You're on the air.
Man, thanks a lot. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and it's just so emotional to get on here and finally talk to you guys, interact with you guys. You know, I listen to you guys day in and day out. I don't think you guys even understand the following that you guys have behind you, but there's one thing you guys can't get confused. I mean, you can't get confused. It is, all this belief that it's a religious thing and then all this 100 years and all this. Forget about that. You know, these kids put in the hard work. They've been grinding. They've been putting in the bats. They've been studying. They've been watching. These guys did what they had to do, and they grinded it out, and it was so proud. And, I mean, I don't blame you. You know, I did the same thing. I put the rosemary on my father's picture with the Virgin Mary, and, oh, my God, it was the greatest feeling in the whole world. And from 1984 to now, I mean, I was born in 78, so, I mean, you can do the math. And it's the biggest, best feeling that you guys just, and my kids are just, we brought them up in baseball. They're in soccer. I mean, he's the best soccer player. And oh my God. Thank you guys. And I love the way you guys talk and interact with each other. And from traffic to everything, I don't care. I love Chicago. I love Rockford. I love everything about Illinois. And so
thank you.
Thank you, Jose. We
appreciate the phone call, Jose. You enjoy this World Series championship.
Man.
We got a lot of people to get to. And I think we here understand that this was about rebuilding a baseball team with smart people that this organization hired and that there was no curse. It was just about doing it the right way.
I got to be honest with you, though. In the eighth inning, I started thinking about maybe I should start believing in this curse thing.
I know. That was brutal.
I was like, come on, man.
Look,
this can't be happening again.
It did look very Cub.
Well, I felt so vulnerable. Like, just it could be taken away so quickly.
Adam can attest. I mean, I was beside myself.
And I don't know what I would have done if they had lost that game because I don't think there's anything I could have said to you.
No. Besides, I'm telling you, I would have been out of the median there on Michigan Avenue. And I would have waited for Carm to get back from Cleveland to rescue me.
Maybe some other things we needed to address in your life.
No, yeah. I hear you. I hear you. But you know, it's funny that Jose brought up his kids, too, because I'm wondering how many parents out there that have young kids, how they're going to explain this, because, you know, you've got kids that are 3 or 4 years old, and the only thing that they, if they even remember this age, they remember the Cubs in the playoffs and knocking on the door of the World Series for the, you know, half their life. You know? Yep.
I mean, I was sitting there in the early innings of this game with my 2-year-old, and I'm just, you know, he's way too young to comprehend what's going mm-hmm. on, but in my head, I'm just going, I mean, my grandfather's still alive. His great-grandfather is 89. Never seen the Cubs in the World Series. Yeah. In 89 years, never yeah. seen that. And here it is. My 2-year-old gets it done in 2.5 years. It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's why I say it's such a generational thing. It's hard for people on the outside looking in at Cub fans and just the unique breed that these people, and you know, I count myself among you, are, because it means so much from the days that your grandfather took time off of work to bring you and your brother to a very empty Wrigley Field in 1976 right. when the upper deck was closed, to going to opening day in 1985 with your father, you know, to working for the team. I mean, that was just it's just indescribable. I'll shut up so we can get some
calls.
No,
you don't shut up. That's an amazing journey. No,
I want to hear from some people, too.
I'm there with you. By the way, I don't mind sparing my kids the pain. It was a long haul, and generations have come and gone. People have lost people, you know, mm-hmm. as you've heard about dads and, you know, grandparents that you wish you could have watched the game with, and yet you watch so many games with them. This is all part of what they wanted,
yep.
and it's great. It's a great night.
Matt, you've been on hold for a while. We appreciate it. You're
Thanks,
on 720 WGM.
Hello, folks. My God. First of all, Patty, hello. I'm the crazy Uber driver that always likes to call the show and get sent to weird places. So first, let me just say congratulations to the entire city of Chicago. We deserve this. We've earned it. I'm proud of our Cubbies. Now, let me say, you guys joke about running up onto a median and all that stuff. I think I legitimately suffered about 4 heart attacks tonight, at least 4.
So much anxiety.
There was a point where I take classes over at Second City, and I went and got my car from the valet, and they had a TV in the valet booth while I was waiting for my car, and they had the game on, of course, and it was during the 8th inning, and he hit that 2-run home run. I was on the ground.
Yeah.
I was on the ground. They had to pick me up and put me into my vehicle because I did not have the will to walk. And for the next hour, I literally sat in my car. I read. I didn't listen to the game. I was that scared. I couldn't take it. And somehow we pulled it. That was the greatest baseball game I've ever witnessed, ever. And thank you, Cubbies. Now, for everybody who's left in the studio, I need you to do me a favor. When Rokan comes into work tomorrow morning, I need there to be a defibrillator. Because is it sad that I listen to this radio station so much that I was more concerned about Rokan's well-being that I was my own? I love all of you, and let's have some fun.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks, we appreciate
Matt.
The phone
Thank you.
Call. Thank you very much. And there's no, it's not.
No,
it's not weird.
Keep
we,
listening.
We love you. Yeah.
Thank you so
as
much
as you do. All right. Join Chicago Tribune in publicly recognizing the most dynamic and supportive companies in Chicagoland at the 7th annual Top Workplaces event, November 10th at Soldier Field. Visit topworkplaceschicago.com for tickets. More of your phone calls. Mark Carman somewhere. Unless he, you know, got swallowed up in the celebration.
Yeah,
maybe Bill Murray took him out.
I think he's partying with Eddie
Vedder. I don't know. We're in a missing Carm formation, so we got to find at the Carm, and we'll get him to you.
My question about Eddie Vedder is he's gonna have to re-record. Someday we'll go all the way, because today is someday.
Today, we went all the way.
Look at you, rewriting
something like
things.
That. You can do it. Eddie Vedder's.
Yeah. Oh, he's Eddie Vedder.
All right, it's 720 WGN.
Fly ball into right center. Back at the wall, off the bat of Baez. 4-1.
Cubs, 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 here come the Cubs. Cubs, 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 here come the Cubs.
Well, it took 10 innings for Ron Santo.
Very prophetic.
And the Cubs won the World Series. I got people mad at me for being happy that Aroldis Chapman wasn't the guy who's going to be immortalized in all these photos and videos for all time when the Cubs finally won the World Series. That was something I was legitimately concerned about.
Oh, I know.
When they traded for him. I mean, I understood the trade from a baseball standpoint.
Yeah.
But I said it on these airwaves right when that trade happened. I said, is that really the guy you want? You know, with his arms up in the air and the whole in the center of the mob pit when they win the World Series? And fortunately, that's not how it went down tonight. And I tweeted earlier that I was happy that it went that way. And people are like, really? That's what you're worried about right now? It's optics. It matters.
Yeah, I guess, you know, from where you put your eyes, you know what I mean? It's kind of how you view it. If you view it as a baseball situation only, you know, it's kind of crazy. But if you, you know, don't view it from that perspective, I get it. I absolutely get it.
Do we have Kevin Powell now out at Progressive Field? Kevin, what's up, Kevin?
I'm drenched in champagne and the Cubs are World Series champions. It was fairly wild down there in the clubhouse, fellas. I just got out of there. A lot of people, tears of joy, champagne sprayed everywhere, bottles popping left and right. It was like a 4th of July firework display in the clubhouse. A pretty wild scene. And some were speechless, some were a little more talkative than others, and some just wanted to party. But lots of hugs going around. And as I said, some people shedding tears of joy. A pretty wild scene.
Yeah, you know, it seemed from some of the interviews that we've seen here on TV, and I'm sure we'll hear from you guys later on, with there was more emotion than I maybe even thought, because I wasn't sure that this young group really kind of realized what they were doing and what they were accomplishing. But it certainly seems like they get it and they got it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I think they did too. I really do think, and you hear teams say it a lot, but I think every guy on that team, everyone who's a part of it, really does feel like a family and a brotherhood type thing. And every single one of those guys talked about it. Last person I talked to was David Ross in the weight room, just down the stairs of the visitor's dugout where the Cubs were, of course. You walk down, you go into this workout room, and that's where Jason Hayward, did you guys talk about this? Jason Hayward.
Yeah, we mentioned it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he organized a little mini team meeting, and they all met. Everybody was in this small workout room in the bowels of Progressive Field, and everyone just sort of took a breath. Jed Hoyer talked about it. He said the rain delay, it felt like that was a good breath of fresh air. It's just everyone could kind of exhale for a minute, collect their thoughts, and Jason Hayward, of all people, brings everyone together in this workout room and gave a rally speech to everyone. And David Ross, in some ways the leader, well, certainly one of the leaders on the team, was inspired by it. I mean, does that not sum up this team? Jason Hayward, I mean, that's a guy who has been maddening at the plate for Cubs fans. People don't even want to see him hit. And he's a good enough teammate where he doesn't go pout in the corner. He hasn't done it all season. And in the middle of all that, he organizes this team meeting in the middle of one of the maybe the greatest World Series game of all time, guys. And some of them talked about that. Jed Hoyer talked about it. John Lester talked about it. David Ross sort of jokingly said it's absolutely the best game of all time. So adding that he's not a historian, but he says that he's not sure how any game could have possibly topped this one. And I can't think of any off the top of my head. I don't know if you guys can, but, man, what a game that was. I mean, it was – I don't know if it was the best pure baseball gameplay, because there was some messy issues on the field in terms of errors and some bad pitching. But in terms of entertainment and all the other storylines going on in it, I can't think of anything that tops this one.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of mentioned that earlier, that it might be the best game of all time. It was definitely one of the best series. Not only just how it played out and how good the teams were evenly matched, but the historical significance of the entire series, no matter which team won it, but especially that it ends with the Cubs on top. What did Joe Maddon, and even if not Joe, what did some of the players have to say about the decisions that were made in this game? Because, boy, Kyle Hendricks was looking really good when Joe Maddon took him out of the game.
Yeah, you know, basically what the players were saying is they rally behind Joe no matter what. They sort of gave just their sort of already pre-crafted response. That's all they really were getting at, was they'll just follow what Joe says and do what he says, and he has a plan, and we'll do it that way. Yeah, I think a lot of people were sort of scratching their heads when he pulled Hendricks when he did. You know, and the weird thing, too, is he talked about Lester not coming in what did he call them, dirty innings?
Yeah, you need a clean inning.
Base, clean inning. And that wasn't the case when he brought him in. But Joe Maddon really, really clearly did not have faith in anybody in that bullpen other than two guys. And obviously Aroldis Chapman. And guys, I think they got away with a few pitches, Chapman, and it got Maddon off the hook because he was throwing some meatballs in his last inning that the Indians could have took in deep, and they just missed him. I mean, the Davis breaking ball that went deep was a complete hanger inside it, and he was all over. And then the following inning, I thought that the Indians missed three or four pitches that could have went deep. So I think they sort of got away with one, but hey, I mean, that's baseball, I guess. Joe Maddon would have been, the Cubs fans wouldn't have been too pleased with him if it didn't go this way, but yeah, in terms of the decision, that the players were so riled up that was sort of all they really said about it, was they'll just follow Joe along this path, and whatever he wants, they'll do it. And, you know, it worked out. It all worked out. They're the World Series champions. It's unbelievable.
Kev, we got to run to a break. Any final thoughts? Is you've been there the whole time, this whole postseason run?
I just think it's so impressive. And I was out there spring training, being by the, you know, near this team wire to wire, for them to have the expectations that were put on by us, the media, by the fans, and themselves. Their motto all year was embrace the target. They understood that they were the favorites here. And for them to live up to those expectations, how many times do we see teams miss out on that? In multiple sorts, they come in as favorites and they flop. They screw up in the middle of the season. There's an injury. I mean, it almost felt like a completely perfect season. You know, you lose Kyle Schwarber early on, and it's full circle. He comes back and has a phenomenal postseason. Aroldis Chapman came in, did exactly what they wanted him to do. It was a dream season, a team of destiny. I believe in all that. It's just impressive what they did all year.
Kevin, appreciate all your work.
Thanks,
Kevin. We'll see you back here in Chicago.
All right, fellas. Thanks. I'll talk soon.
All right, Kevin Powell in Cleveland covering the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. We got to run in a break. Hit news. If you're on hold, we promise we're going to get to you. 312-981-7200. Yes, Andy.
Just give you a real quick quote I'm just seeing from Kerry Muscat of MLB.com, covers the Cubs. David Ross speaking about Jason Hayward. Quote, when a guy like Jason Hayward speaks, you listen.
Ah. Yeah. You know, that goes back to what these guys have done with every move they've made. They want, well, I guess except for Chapman. Mm-hmm. But, you know, quality guys, leaders in that clubhouse, guys that you can rally around even when things aren't going well. And Jason Hayward embodies that here. In what was a tough season, tough postseason, but he made some great defensive plays.
He
rallies the team during a rain delay, and at the bottom line is they won the World Series.
And that's all that matters.
Ta-da.
That's what it is. And maybe he'll come back next year and be even better, and maybe he'll help him win another one. We'll see.
And Carm will stop, you know, being
and
hard
it would make Carm very happy wherever he
make
is.
A lot of us happy.
Yeah, we can't seem to find him, by the way.
We'll find him. We'll get him on here. We're here all night for you. This is True Blue Playoff Plus on 720 WGN.
No doubt about it.
The best Cubs postgame show. Back to True Blue Playoff Plus.
Bryant taking off. Here's a shot into right by Rizzo. Bryant's going to come around. The throw by Chisholm. Now Kipnis. Another run. Bryant's safe, and it's 5-1.
Brought to you by Wintrust, the home of Cubs checking on 720 WGN.
Well, it's starting to die down on Michigan Avenue a little bit. Hopefully people are getting a little bit of a nap in before they go crazy tomorrow, as I'm sure they will. I still see Dave Ennett on TV right now, so I'm assuming he's pulling an all-nighter, coming straight in here.
Yeah, why not?
Good for him. I mean, I pulled an all-nighter the other night just for a Bears victory over the Vikings. So the World Series? Come on.
This is happening. Come on.
You know, I got to say, and I heard Len Casper talking about this today in an interview. He said that whenever this is done, he wants to go to bed on a Tuesday and wake up on a Thursday.
You know,
and
get all the sleep.
And Randy Bush, I guess, told a story that after the 91 World Series, mm-hmm. he like got really sick. This was Len telling this story. Got really sick because it was just like your body just shuts down. And I'm not trying to make this about me, but I am going to take some time here. I hope you guys do too. Because between the Bears, Northwestern, and all these Cubs games, and I'm not complaining. I love my job. I've had so much fun talking about the Cubs every night with you guys, and I'm enjoying it right now. But I can just tell my body is about to just shut down for like a week.
Let me tell you a really funny, not funny, it's funny now story. 2003, we're flying back from Miami, and unfortunately, everything that went down in that October. And 1 week later, I got the chicken pox.
What? Because your immune system was so screwed up.
At age 36 back then.
Wow.
Because I was seriously so worn down from, spring training to 162 games of travel, 81 of those games. Then the very emotional first round of the playoffs where they had actually won their first playoff series since 1908. Against the Braves, and then the whole craziness of the 7-game series against the Marlins, and my body just had enough. I mean, it was done.
Wow. Yeah.
So I get what you're talking about. I get what they're saying. Unless you've actually traveled it, 162 games. It's mind-boggling.
I can't imagine that. I mean, that's such a long and they've played like 200 some odd games since the start of spring training.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, Ben Zobrist was the MVP. We're going to hear from him in a second. I do want to sneak these phone calls in here.
People have been very patient. Yes. We appreciate it.
Jim, thanks for holding. You're on 720 WGN.
Yes, I just got to tell you guys, this is much more than a baseball game. My dad passed away a couple months ago, and some of my people that have been Cubs fans for years, I remember my dad watching every Sunday, watching the Cubs, and this means so much to families who have stuck not just with the Cubs, but have been Chicago fans forever. I'm up in Wisconsin, guys, up near Madison, and I got to tell you, this whole thing made me break down and cry, and the first thing I said is, Dad, they did it, and it means so much to so many families that I know that are in the Chicago area, not just because of the Cubs winning, but because of the fact that the fans stayed with them. And it means so, so very much to all of us. I just wanted to pass that on.
Thank you, Jim.
That's a great point, Jim. I mean, asking a fan base to be patient after waiting 180 years for a World Series is a big undertaking that Theo Epstein asked everybody to do. And, yeah, people could have certainly jumped off the bandwagon, but I think everybody understood what Theo's main goal was, and that was for sustained winning.
And the fans kept showing up, too.
How about the fans tonight?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
When Javi Baez hit that home run and they zoomed out on the crowd, it looked like a home game.
It did, didn't it?
Oh, every time we got a good play, I got confused sometimes. I'm like, oh, right, we're in Cleveland, and right, the stadium, the ballpark's going crazy.
Yeah, when I was driving in listening to the radio and you can't see the crowd at all, you're just kind of you train your – when you listen to so many sporting events, you kind of – your mind is trained to know which team's home, which mm-hmm. one's road, and you can kind of base – if you're sort of half listening or sure. you miss something, you can kind of tell based on the crowd reaction which team it was good and bad.
Right.
You couldn't tell tonight.
No.
Because there's so many Cubs fans in Cleveland that if they did something good, if the Cubs did something good, it sounded like a home game.
Exactly. Yeah. I was surprised at how many people I knew that were there. It was great. Every time I'd see someone post on social media, I'm like, huh.
Yeah. I had some friends there. They paid over $2,000 for standing room.
Wow.
But you know well what? Worth it tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
You saw one of the best World Series games of all time, if not the best. So, yeah. Whatever you paid, it was worth it. It was worth it. Randy, you're up next here on 720 WGN. Randy. All right, Randy, because the Cubs won the World Series, I'm going to give you a chance to reestablish without hanging up on you because I know
you waited
a long time, and so many guys, I know how much this means to get on here. So we'll check in with Randy again in a second. Is he there? Or no, we're not. Oh, we may have found Mark Carmen.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
Maybe.
Carm?
There's a rumor that we may have found.
Where in the world is Mark Carmen?
Was he challenging LeBron to one-on-one?
Probably.
Uh-oh.
Probably.
Look out.
I'm sure he knows what happened in the Bulls game tonight because he's that weird.
Matters.
Carm?
Yeah, I'm on remote 10. You can pull me up that way.
Okay, you're on now.
Try it.
All right, try that, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you. Look at that.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, buddy. You sound so much better on remote 10.
Don't I?
You do.
Radio lingo.
Remote 10 for Ron Santo, Andy Mazur.
Amen. Yes, 10 inning win, too.
You called in. You insisted. I want to be on remote 10.
I did. I absolutely did. Hey, the Cubs won the World Series.
Carm.
Really?
What happened? How's it going? How you doing tonight?
I just had some of the best moments of my life. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of fun being here and to be with you now. And I want to hug every one of you and anyone who's listening. And the whole thing's incredible. I just got to sit, guys, in the corner of the clubhouse with Rob Zastrzyzny.
Rob Z.
My guy, Rob Z, he was just sitting there in the corner. No one was talking to him. He's thumbing through his phone. He's looking emotional. I said, can I have a corner moment with you? Let's go corner moment.
Corner. Meet me in the corner.
And we just sat down, and I mean, we'll play it at some point. It's a long interview. It probably doesn't fit with the gazillion things you got going on tonight. But he just talked about how when they came in during the rain delay, he had never seen anything like what Jason Hayward did and how he rallied those guys and how, sure, some guys perhaps had their head down a little bit. You know, they'd given up the lead, the whole thing. And it was just such a cool moment just to listen to him talk about how Jason Hayward, who I did sit with one-on-one, I'll send that in, obviously, he had a huge, huge impact on tonight, man. And these guys... it's just incredible how through the whole up and down of tonight, they were able to right the ship, unlike, with all due respect, any other Cub team in the past. And they knew they were great. They knew they were the best team on the field. They knew they were going to hit, and they came out and they did it. I mean, Kyle Schwarber's leadoff single in the 10th, and he's pointing at the dugout. That was a direct point at Hayward and everything that went on during that rain delay. I mean, how cool is that?
We were talking about that, and just what a guy like, you know, everybody's been critical of Jason Hayward, and it's fair.
I have.
Because he comes over here for $184 million, and you expect that you're going to get your money's worth.
Well, you just did in whatever he said in the locker room.
We'll
yeah,
it.
And
yep.
Right then and there, I mean, we were talking about, you know, one swing. Apparently it was one chat that was good enough. And give this guy a ton of credit for sticking with himself and not being a powder and a baby about everything and going into the court. The guy stood up to every interview after every game, after every miserable game for that poor guy, and now he gets to put a ring on his finger.
That's right.
Yep. And,
I love it.
And despite the fact that he was struggling on the field all season long, certainly at the plate, I mean, in the outfield he was great, or at least very, very good. He might get a gold glove. We'll see. This guy, he's beloved by his teammates, and he just did what he could. I mean, it's really a great lesson for anybody in life, right? Hey, you know, some things might be going wrong, but what's going right? That whole thing, I mean, that's real.
Well, he didn't take it out on the field with him.
Right, mm-hmm. And he wasn't a bad teammate. A lot of times in life, I'm talking about myself now, things don't go well. Sometimes you end up bringing that around. I mean, I try not to do that. I think
like you would have done if they had lost a game tonight. You would have been bringing that to the show right now.
Right, well, listen, if they had lost tonight.
Can you bring yourself to that moment? Because I'm sure you thought it was over.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting there, Adam, and it's like there's not a hole in my stomach. There is Niagara Falls in my stomach. I mean, it's like I was feeling guilty to anybody that I'd ever sort of brought along on the whole ride here. Like any optimism, anybody who I brought to a Cub game that and sort of
you can't sit still. Carm does not sit still at a game. You can't more than 5 minutes. He's got to go to a different section. He's got to get out of the sun or in the sun or have it. You know, just got to be somewhere else. By the way, I want to talk about Ross real quick because I love that home run and the oldest player in the World Series. I mean, after that inning he had with the ball was. I mean, so many things went wrong.
Yeah, I thought he was perhaps concussed. I mean, he fell over, two-run score on a wild pitch. Everybody who was rooting for the Cubs at that moment was cursing Joe Maddon.
Yes.
And it's a 5-3 game.
Not me.
Not me either, right, Andy? Not at all. If I had had a...
You guys admit it. Why don't you come clean and what you guys were texting to each
texting
other?
Us, I can't. Because, well, okay, I'll tell you.
No,
what,
but
I'll tell
I
you
want
what
the,
I said.
I'm talking about specifically at least what I was told that was maybe said by Mark Carmen to you.
What did I say?
Oh, hang on.
I'll talk about what
was
I said.
Was there not something that said that Joe Maddon may not be able to continue as the manager of the Cubs if they lose this game?
So, I honestly did think that if they had, so you guys are laughing. I'm staying true to my thought on this.
All right.
Listen,
I got to be honest with you, I thought the same thing.
If they had blown that game, and Maddon had taken out Hendricks when he did, and taken out Lester when he did, and used Aroldis last night like he did, and it went the other way, this town would have absolutely killed Joe Maddon, and I don't think any of the players would have ever said anything. But
Joe's disappeared. We don't know. He's MIA.
Well, I think they would. I just think a lot of guys in that clubhouse. And maybe I'm wrong about this, but this my opinion was that a lot of guys in that clubhouse would have blamed him. They had to if they're human beings.
Guys know what's going on, and they know when decisions are questionable, and they'll never say it publicly, but they had to be scratching their heads too at times tonight, no question. Robin Ventura is available.
I wanted to kill you, but that was a great tweet.
did you like my response? And available he will be. Stay.
Good luck with that.
Well, especially now.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys get the parade info? Have you?
No, what do you have for us?
So, I don't know anything official, but I was lurking, trying to talk to Anthony Rizzo, who did not talk to me. Big mistake by Riz. His night would have been that much better. But
I think his night's fine.
Yeah, I think his night is actually perfect. But there was Cubs personnel walking through, and the mayor, from what I understand, would like to do it on Monday. Oh. So
what?
Yeah, well, they're worried about the Cubs sticking around until Monday. There's that, but they don't want to do it over the weekend. And what's today?
Today's
Wednesday.
What's wrong with
Thursday?
Friday?
Thursday.
Yeah, I don't think it's getting turned around that quick, guys. I think you're looking at Monday, Tuesday.
When the White Sox won in 05, they won on a Wednesday in Houston, which is even farther away than Cleveland. They got home by Thursday morning. The parade was Friday. It was perfect.
Friday looks good to me.
Yeah, but nobody went to that. This is
Yeah, nobody went to that. Yeah, there's not photos everywhere. 3 million people.
No, I think I hear you. I still, from what I gathered there, right or wrong, it does not sound like it's going to happen before the weekend, and they don't want to do it over the weekend. So you're looking at Monday, Tuesday.
It's still going to be a huge turnout. I mean, yeah.
Maybe it will, no matter what.
There's going to be. Are you kidding? People are going to fly in from wherever they fly in from for this one.
But a lot of people already did. I mean, people from all over, either in Cleveland or Chicago right now, do it when they're here. I don't like that. Well, whatever. We'll see what it is.
We're second-guessing parades now.
What about, are they coming home right now? What's the deal with that?
Good question. I didn't ask. I don't know. From what I could tell, I mean, it's raining, so they're not on the field. The fans have left, and basically they're just hanging out with their families right now, and they closed up the clubhouse. It seems like they're about to go to After Party Central, wherever that is.
Okay, so they might not even come home till tomorrow.
Yeah,
or early
but,
morning.
I'm not telling you that they're not coming home. I don't know. I did not ask. I apologize,
okay.
Adam.
So no party at Napoli's tonight.
No party at Napoli's. They I don't know if you guys played any of the stuff I sent in, but there's we'll have it all up online. And Patty, I'll hang as long as you want me to. But
I'm wrapping up. They're gonna hang with Nick D next.
Oh, okay.
So
you can stick around, Carm.
No, okay. I don't even know what time it is. So I'm sure Nick wants to do his show.
It's pretty late.
It is pretty late. Thank you. Well done. Yeah.
Well, that was a great, great run, guys. To be with you.
It's fun to share it with you, Carm.
It really was, man.
Carm,
so much fun.
I'm so happy you got to be there. And by the way, thank you for your quick text before the game even started. That was really sweet. Because I mean, I like a lot of people were thinking about my dad or people that we've lost who we would have loved watching that game with. And I mean, every emotion happened tonight. So that was very sweet text. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I said I was going to call and I didn't. So
I figured you were busy. I gave it a shot. That's okay.
I was, but at any rate, you're more than welcome, Patty. It was cool just, you know, right before I got a turtle sundae before the game. And I'm walking up the ramp. And it just hit me like this tonight. I was kind of quiet all day or whatever was going on. I don't even know. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That place is sweet.
You did go?
Yes, it was awesome.
That
was
funny.
Good.
I took pictures of a letter that Madonna wrote to a friend of hers when she was 18. Madonna might be the coolest person of all time. I mean, what? I'll show it to you when I get on back. But so, anyway, I'm walking up the ramp, and I just start thinking. For me, this is about like everyone who I've gone to games with, vended with, sold beers to, got tickets for, done radio with. Like, this is just a crazy day, right? The Cubs were playing Game 7 of the World Series, trying to end a 108-year drought. So I it just flipped my mood, like, wow, this is kind of cool. I'm connected to so many people around the team and going to the park. And just really had great relationships in so many different, like, little corners of my life. And then, Patty, I sent you a text because you're part of that, too. I just started reaching out to people, put it on Facebook, and, you know, and we're all that way right now, too. So it's just awesome. It's not about the winning or whatever, like, oh, they won. It's more about just, you know, like, the whole experience of being a fan and the people that you meet and all that type of stuff, not to get too sappy here. But that was what was resonating with me as I was getting ready for the game tonight. It just felt like, wow, this is really cool.
No. I mean, it was all Turtle Sunday.
It did. Oh, it was such a good Turtle Sunday, too.
It's a good choice, too.
Yes.
No, but, hey, Carm, we love you. I'm so happy this happened for you and Andy and Patty and everyone else in my life. This is why we do what we do, because these sports teams become part of our lives. I mean, they're moments that we remember forever, and maybe it's silly because it's just a game. And it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of all the other stuff that's going on in the world. But it does matter, because you got to have joy in your life, and sports, that's what it does for us all.
So. Yeah, we all need that connection, man, and people have it around the team, and I just think that part of it's so cool.
All right, buddy. Hey, we're sticking around with Nick, so if you want to stick around, you can. Whatever you want to do.
All right, I'll hang.
If you want to go find Rizzo and say, hey, man, I need you to talk to me and go party with him, that's fine, too. Whatever you want.
Be safe, Carm. Have fun.
Okay, guys.
Take care. All right, buddy.
Mark Carman out in Cleveland, maybe sticking around. We will be as well.
By the way, speaking of this real quick, I just want to thank the Chicago Police Department and all of the emergency responders that are doing a great job of making sure that everyone is safe tonight.
Absolutely.
Really great job. So thank you.
And also the Cubs fans.
Yeah.
We have no reports of any kind of
craziness.
I told Carm that, by the way, and I know Nick D was worried, but I knew it would be – I had the sense that it was going to be this, just jubilant.
Yeah. There were a report of a few folks running around with no clothes on and that kind of thing, but that's, you know.
Well, that was just Mark Carman in the locker room.
That's their own choice. You know?
That's to be hoped for.
That's their own little choice.
All right, we are way late for a break. 720 WGN.